And indeed, the nurse who was treating it, I wasn't going to let her have a good year at it with different bandages this time. And if it didn't show any signs of improving, I was going to get second opinions. So the nurse, in the end, I said, look, I need to see somebody else about this. She said, why don't you phone Professor Naylor? Go to the top. So I phoned his secretary and said, look, I've got problems with my toe. She said, well, get your GP to send a fax to Professor Naylor and he'll consider it. But I put the phone down, and within 10 minutes, Professor Naylor, apparently was just about to leave the country on a, you know, things that professors do, lecture tour or whatever. She phoned me back. She said, Professor Naylor phoned up just before he was about to board the plane to see if there were any messages. So she said, I mentioned your toe to him. And he remembered me. I thought, oh, well, that's good. Remember my toe. So anyway, his advice was see Paul McNally and have him take a look at it and have him give me a report when I get back. So I did. Saw Dr. McNally, who saw me. I mean, you know, marvellous. This was on a sort of 11 o'clock, whatever day it was. And I saw Dr. McNally at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And he said, yeah, you got a problem there, the toe. Get yourself an X-ray. Take these antibiotics. And I'm still taking them. I've got 3 months to take of them. The X-ray identified some osteomyelitis, mild. But the antibiotics are due to take care of that. And it's been a revelation, to me, tremendous improvement. The toe is healed up and is much better now, although it's still being dressed each day by my wife. Not inhibiting me away. I mean, walk around all right. Not a problem. But it caused me to cancel my holiday in the States. I'm due to go to San Diego and spend some time in Chicago. So we cancelled that. And having cancelled it, we're having the rest back of the house rebuilt.